The just-released draft of Sexual Violence in Anchorage summary report has a bit of good news. In 2007, general sexual assault and rape cases were down about 3% from 2006. However, Carrie Longoria of Anchorage's Health and Human Services Department also read some bleaker statistics from the FBI's Uniform Crime Report concerning rate of rapes.
The 2007 UCR shows that for all metropolitan statistical areas, Anchorage ranks fourth in the nation and Fairbanks North Star ranks first.
Both metropolitan areas were above Alaska's overall rate, which itself is twice as high as the national average. Also, according to the summary draft, in 2006 and 2007, the Anchorage Police Department handled an average 350 sexual assault cases. One-third involved victims aged 19 and younger. Health and Human Services and the Anchorage Women's Commission sponsored the forum. Two dozen Anchorage groups and individuals dealing with sexual violence responded to the report and described the particular problems they face. Mental health professional Air Force Lieutenant Jeffrey Smith sought practical advice about how to help victims while working under the military's mandatory reporting requirement.
Reporting these sexual assaults to people that may confide in a mental health professional for confidentiality. So from a mental health standpoint, how do we protect these victims? Because not always do they want to report, not always do they want to pursue any type of forensic examination.
Former Anchorage Municipal Prosecutor Alan Bailey now practices family law, often representing victims of sexual and domestic abuse. He cited a problem he encounters in the courtroom.
Convincing judges that sexual violence, whether it began after marriage or while people were teenagers, is domestic violence, that it demonstrates the man's controlling nature, that it demonstrates his lack of boundaries, that it demonstrates his poor prospects for parenting of children.
Although no racial or ethnic group has a monopoly on sexual violence, the forum showed some have particular challenges. For example, although less than 8% of the city's population, slightly more than 45% of the reported rape victims to the police involve Alaska Native American Indians. Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como heads a district with students representing a broad array of cultures. Como says the district occasionally must push through language difficulties and traditions to protect the children.
We have a real challenge in trying to be culturally sensitive, but getting personal safety information to these young kids so that they feel that they can, in fact, report if something's happening to them.
Police Lieutenant Michelle Booker also had cultural concerns. Booker oversees detective units investigating sexual assaults and crimes against children. She said the community needs to find ways to educate some new arrivals about American culture and law.
When we talk about the Hispanic population, DV is okay, that it's acceptable outside this country within those populations. And with some of our Hmong community here, we're seeing a problem arise with it being normal in those populations outside this country to have relations between adult males and juvenile females.
Booker said educational efforts do work. She said information distributed about what and how to report when sexual violence occurs is helping. And there's more awareness about various support groups ready to assist the abused. Booker said perhaps Anchorage's numbers remain high in part because more victims are willing to report. Other speakers noted if the evidence is sufficient for prosecutors to take the case, the chances of a conviction in Anchorage are quite good. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.